This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Monday, February 24th. Cattle markets last week were mixed. Lives down 110 on the week on the front month, feeders up 160. So the live cattle continuing to show some struggle here as we've seen over the last couple weeks, whereas the feeders, you're really looking like they want to get a bump up here. And with the feeder cattle market, I can see the demand staying firm for grass calves in particular, but also just a calf demand as we see so many moving into the feedlots. Just looking for calves to retain back on pasture has certainly bumped up values for that, and the demand has been pretty robust. Live cattle, on the other hand, you know, looking at what's going on in the stock market, looking at the coronavirus spreading rapidly, a cash market that was just steady with the previous week, and you know, a futures market that had a good start to last week but couldn't hang on to that upward momentum. So in the cash trade, Fed trade around 120 on the week, which is steady. Dressed around 190, that is also steady. Box beef values on Friday were slightly higher. Choice up 59 cents at 205. Select up 10 cents at 202. The spread was up 49 cents at 339. Movement 97 loads. We had the export sales report on Friday. Beef, pretty solid, 19,400 tons. Japan took 8,900. South Korea, 3,300. Mexico, 2,400. Pork export sales, 23,700. Mexico took 7,400. Japan, 3,300. Canada, 2,200. China, just 1,100. And you can see why China is kind of twisting in the wind here. You know, they're trying to tamp down a wildly spreading virus that has now reached into pretty much all corners of the globe, and everybody's pointing their finger at China. Nobody wants to do business with them, understandably. They're shutting down supply lines, and it's throwing a huge wrench into the world economy. Coming out of the weekend, the stock market's down 800 points on the futures. The grains are under pressure. I would expect the cattle are going to be under pressure here today too. This is a pretty big spook to the markets. And the live cattle were already weaker and already struggling to maintain any upper momentum. But I think the feeders looked like they were stalling out late in the week. And my guess is that they're going to see some pressure to the downside as well. So this is affecting everything. We'll see where the equities shake out, see if the buyers step up. We're at pretty solid support at 800 down, but we'll see if the buyers are willing to step up. This is the level at where the markets were supported in early January and again in late January. So here we are again in late February. Market might get tired of stepping up to support it at these levels. And if we start to break down further from here, it'll probably be another 1,000 points lower before you find any solid support. In the big, big picture of the equities, it's not huge. We've had a massive run over the last few years. A correction is, you know, some people have been saying we're going to get one for quite a while. Maybe this is the, you know, stimulus for that. But until you see the equities stabilize and people stop and take a breath here, I think the cattle markets are going to be on pins and needles as well. We're seeing more production coming into the market right in this time window, more numbers, heavier weights. We need to have an outlet for this increase in supply. And it just doesn't seem like that's happening at this point. We were hoping it would be China with the phase one signing. That looks to be stalling out again because of the coronavirus. They need food, but it's difficult to convince someone to send their ships over there and employees over there and have commerce with them. So we'll see where these things shake out, but I think initially the cattle market's going to be under some pressure, and we'll see where the equities take us. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843.